This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Good evening and welcome once again to the Vinyl Vault on ORFM, Dunedin 105.4 FM, and we're also on 1575 AM. My name's Steve and thanks for joining me as we celebrate the vinyl record every fortnight on a Wednesday, live between 6 and 7pm. Now tonight's featured LP is Let It Be by the Beatles, not the original one. It is the recently released, back in 2021, of the Giles Martin remixes. There's not much you can say about this album. It is one of the greatest albums that's ever been made. The Beatles and Billy Preston in there as well. But Giles Martin has given it a bit of a twist and remastered it and got a bit of a different sound to it. And it's a great record and definitely worth listening to of the different versions that they've done over the years. So let's kick things off with the first track on tonight's show. It is actually the last track on the album. Here is Get It Back.
Rosetta fat, she thought she was a cleaner, but she was a frying pan. Yeah, look, the picture. The picker. Picture the fingers, great. Right? Okay.
Was the first track from tonight's featured LP, Let It Be by the Beatles. Now next up we're going to go to 1967. This is, so a lot of people consider this as the greatest debut album that anyone has ever made. It's 1967's Jimi Hendrix Experience album, Are You Experienced? And here's Love or Confusion. We'll be right back.
ORFM Dunedin, online and on demand at oar.org.nz.
One after 909 from tonight's featured LP, Let It Be by the Beatles. And before that, from 1967, we had the Jimi Hendrix Experience with Love or Confusion. Next up, we're going to go to a guy, a performer who has been, well, the Beatles were his biggest influence. It's Paul Weller out of England. And he said that when he heard the Revolver album, his life changed forever from that point on. And the track Tomorrow Never Knows, he said, was the best track from the decade of the 1960s that he has heard. And it felt like it had come from outer space. So he is heavily influenced by tonight's featured artist. But let's go to his brand new album that he's just put out. It's an album of covers. It's called Find El Dorado. And here is his version of Lottie Roller.
Well, it's early in the morning. When I rise, well, it's early in the morning. When I rise, well, it's early in the morning. When I rise, oh, Lordy mama, I get a funny, icky feeling in my right side, oh, well. In my right side, Lord of mama, in my right side, oh, will I?
or 105.4 FM and 1575 AM.
Tuned into the Vinyl Vault on ORFM Dunedin 105.4 FM. That was some live Rolling Stones there from their 1970 live LP, Get Your Yayas Out. That, of course, was Honky Tonk Woman. And before that, we had Paul Weller's reinterpretation of a song called Loddy Roller, which was originally done in the 1960s by a mod band out of England. Well, I assume they're out of England. Mod was a very specific kind of English thing. They were called the Gorillas. And yeah, he's always been a big fan of the mod movement. I do remember them when I used to live over that way. Very well-dressed young men and women who used to drive Lambrettas and Vespa scooters with all those mirrors and badges all over them. They used to get into the odd fight, of course, with the rockers back then. But they seem to have quieted down a lot over the years. You don't hear much about mods these days. Anyway, let's go back to tonight's featured LP, the Giles Martin remix of the Beatles' Let It Be. Here is The Long and Winding Road.
The long and winding road, let it be to your door. We'll never disappear. I've been alone, and many times I've cried. Anyway, you'll never know the many ways I've tried.
I need to feed him. And every day's the same, but every day's different, 'cause every day I go deeper in debt. And you can't cash my checks, and you can't feel this hunger. Push me into the water, but you can't hold me under. You can bring me down, but you can't make me beg. You can take my checks. It's so hard to stay honest in a world that's headed to hell. You can't make a good living these days, 'cause the truth just won't sell. So if you go out my back door, just over the hill, you'll see all these plants that's been paying my bills. But you can't cash my checks, and you can't feel this hunger. You can push me down, you can't make me fair. Oh, you take my word, but you can't cash my checks. Can't cash my checks.
Thought I'd throw in some outlaw country there from Jamie Johnson, his 2010 LP, the guitar song that was Can't Cash My Checks. Beautiful album this. It's a triple LP, really well packaged and put together. Just beautiful the way they're doing it these days. Now next up we're going to go to this, I don't know if this is even a genre, it's psychedelic southern rock. There was a band in the early 70s called Captain Beyond who were on the Capricorn Records label. which only exclusively had Southern rock bands on it, like the Allman Brothers and all those kind of people. But for some reason, these guys have gravitated towards it, and their album, Sufficiently Breathless, we're going to have a track from now. Now, the singer in this band is a guy called Rod Evans, English fellow, who was actually the original lead singer in Deep Purple. So here we're going to go with Starglow Energy.
Can we live on in this perpetual dusk day that changes kind of slows into mother now? Oh yeah. Sights and sounds and recesses into the dungeon of a memory.
Yeah. like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Jackaroo. Wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo David, oh, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change.
Enjoying tonight's featured LP, Let It Be by the Beatles. That was Across the Universe. And before that, we had some Southern Psychedelia from Captain Beyond with Starglow Energy. Now we're going to go to Paul McCartney's other band, Wings, from 1976, their live triple LP, Wings Over America. Here is Medicine Jar. Now you'll notice that this doesn't sound like Paul singing. It is actually Jimmy McCulloch, their Scottish-born guitar player. Singing lead vocals on this, and here's Medicine Jar, the live version.
What's wrong with you? I wish I knew. You say time. The
ORFM, Dunedin Voices, Dunedin Stories.
Been listening to the Vinyl Vault on ORFM Dunedin 105.4 FM. That was The Electric Flag from 1974. Their album, the band kept playing. That song was Every Now and Then. Song written by Buddy Miles, and also he was on lead vocals there as well as being the drummer in this band. Buddy was probably most famous for being in the band of Gypsies with Jimi Hendrix prior to this. And then once Jimi had passed away, he hooked up with the Electric Flag, Michael Bloomfield, who was also a great guitar player back then, and they put quite a few albums before Buddy became a solo artist, but he's always able to do that thing where he could play the drums and sing really well at the same time. So that was that. So look, we're almost out of time, but I want to thank you for joining me once again as I bring you the best of my vinyl record collection every fortnight on a Wednesday live between 6 and 7pm. Podcast for this show should be available tomorrow, all the usual places, or maybe Friday morning at the latest. Hope you enjoyed tonight's featured LP, the Giles Martin remix of Let It Be, that came out in 2021. So look, I'm going to thank you once again for listening. I'll see you in a fortnight, and I'll leave you with the title track. Here's Let It Be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. Let it be.
Music on Vinyl is the real deal. It tells the stories of our lives. Hi, I'm Steve. Join me every Wednesday at 6 on the Vinyl Vault for a journey through my record collection. Featured albums and a sprinkling of the finest rock tracks from across the decades. Great music, on vinyl, the way it was meant to be heard. That's the Vinyl Vault, Wednesdays at 6pm on 105.4 FM and 1575 AM, online at oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.